Nolte, Apple TV Plus parts ways with Jon Stewart and his basement rated show. By Jon Nolte on October 20, 2023. After only two seasons, Apple TV Plus and far-left former comedian Jon Stewart are parting ways. Although the problem with Jon Stewart could be produced for a fraction of something like Apple's The Morning Show, Stewart is still out the door. Naturally, Stewart and his media enablers, like the conspiracy theorist at Gnlal, are claiming Stewart is huffing out the door on principle over creative differences. That's what Stewart is telling everyone anyway, which tells you how creatively spent he is. Creative differences has been a euphemism for you suck, get out, going back to vaudeville. Perhaps, maybe, possibly, this had something to do with it? The problem with Jon Stewart was the number one unscripted series on Apple TV Plus in October, a month after its debut, according to EU. But ever since, it has proved no match for its broadcast and cable TV competition and has been purging viewers. The talk show had 180,000 homes tuning in its first week. Samba TV reported, but that number dropped 78%, a mere 40,000 by its fifth episode. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, meanwhile, drew 844,000 U.S. homes that same week, according to Samba TV. Well, because CNN can only CNN and would love to have the serial lying, pro-child mutilation, basement-rated former comedian joined CNN. CNN tells its gullible readers the problem with Jon Stewart has become increasingly popular. 2 points about that increasingly popular sleight of hand. When you attract only 40,000 viewers, it doesn't take much to become increasingly popular. Because CNN is CNN, it provides no ratings data to back up the whole increasingly popular thing. Last April, when Breitbart reported accurately on the former comedian's pathetic 40,000 viewership, Stewart had an unintentionally hilarious Twitter meltdown. The truth, though, and late at night while cuddling with his unearned ego, Stewart knows this, he has never been a ratings success. His not-so-legendary run on The Daily Show attracted less than 2 million viewers. It's just a fact that cuckity-cuck Stewart was never an American phenomenon. He was only an elite phenomenon. He catered to the top 1%, and they awarded him with awards and media hits. The problem with Jon Stewart is that he is a loser. Apple TV Plus has about 12 million subscribers, and only 40,000 were tuning in to watch Jon Stewart. Now that's funny. What's not funny is Stewart lobbying in favor of mutilating little children to appease the trans cult. Jon Stewart is and always was a villain no one watched. His success was pure illusion, such an illusion that even the richest company on the planet is now parting ways with him over creative differences, wink, wink. Jon Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. If you enjoy the book, Amazon reviews help enormously. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.